Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 30 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning and welcome to Go the Distance Radio Show. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. All this week, our topic is about a new life in Christ Jesus. So let's get started. God runs His kingdom by His authority, and having been in the Army, I learned pretty quickly about authority and the chain of command. As a brand new member of the Army, I had less authority than dirt. And I learned to obey the commands of those above me, which was just about everybody at the time, except those who shared my high rank as Private E1, that is. God is big on authority, so I'd like to teach a bit on that today. Listen close. This will help you. So let's read from Matthew 8, verses 5 to 13. When Jesus was entered to Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to them, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in this kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed that selfsame hour. It said in verse 10, When Jesus heard it, he marveled. He was amazed there was a man on earth that truly understood authority. Most of God's children have no clue about authority, or they wouldn't be acting the way they do. That's why when the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, many of God's kids just lay down and let the devil use them for a doormat. Jesus said in John 10:10, The thief cometh not to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. You'd never know God has a better plan for His kids the way some of them carry on. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. Notice that word, overcame. Sadly, when many are tested, all they have is the moanies. Instead of cowering every time the devil whispers boo, they should be taking their rightful place and putting Him in His rightful place, namely at the bottom of the heap. God the Father is in first place, with Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit in second place under the Father, then God's angels, then mankind. What's under mankind's dominion? Well, let's see. Genesis 1:26 says, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, remember that creeping thing part as we go on. Let's have a look-see at Genesis 3, 1 through 14 now. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God does know in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and says, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, The woman who you gave me to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said to the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said to the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. So, clear back here in Genesis 1:26, knowing what was going to take place later, God positioned the serpent, that is the devil, under the authority of Adam. In Genesis 3:14, God passed sentence upon the serpent, along with his new position as every creeping thing in the chain of command. Now the devil's been given notice by God that he's in last place somewhere under our feet. As one with a new life in Christ, you have been given a huge promotion. You're not under the devil. He's under you if you're in Christ. Notice I said in Christ, because if you're out there wandering about doing your own thing, you're not in Christ. Earlier I spoke of obedience to authority. If you aren't taking your rightful place of authority under God, you cannot wield your authority over Satan and his fallen angels. When you're in the army and you operate within the place of your authority, everything's just fine. It's when a private gives orders to a colonel that you start having problems. Why? Because colonels don't obey privates. It's the other way around. As long as you listen to and obey the Lord, everything goes fine, and he has no problem with you pulling rank on those that are under you, like the fish of the sea, or the fowl of the air, or the cattle, or every creeping thing. In fact, when I go fishing, I declare my dominion over the fish, and I command them to come to my hook. Well, you may laugh, but I catch fish. But when you start letting the creeping thing pull rank on you, it rubs the Lord the wrong way, and it makes you out of your place in the chain of command. God didn't set things up for the devil to pull rank over you. God created you as one in Christ to have dominion over the devil and his works. See, I told you if you'd listen, it would help you. What good is it for me to tell you about a new life in Christ without telling you how to actually live it? You weren't created to let the devil and his crew have dominion over you. You were created to be under God's authority and allow him to transform you into the image of Christ Jesus, to think like him, to speak like him, to act like him, to walk in his power and authority. And he wants to duplicate himself in you. And in order for him to do that, you must learn to take your rightful place in the authority of the kingdom. Remember, planet Earth's only your training ground, prepare you for the moment in the twinkling of an eye when you're changed into incorruptible at the second coming of Christ. He's coming back for those who are in Christ. And as I used to say when I was young, be there or be square. Well, my time's up for today. Thank you for joining me on Go the Distance radio show. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. Join me tomorrow through Friday this week at the same time as we explore the benefits of a new life in Christ that he has for you. Until tomorrow, may God's best be yours.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.